Welcome everybody to Shitty Cowboys. Hey, we've done this once or twice. We know how microphones work.
Sure do.
Welcome to Shitty Cowboys, Western D&D adventure. And guys, what happened in the last one that has been a while? We missed two back to back.
Yeah, so it's been, that makes it a month by my reckoning. So
I guess a month and a half? I don't know how time works.
It's been a while anyhow. Well, we was apprehended at our cabin, I see your point, by Sheriff Peter Wildhog Buck.
Yes.
Who found us with the corpse of his deputy, whose name I have forgotten, but she was a female dwarf with extremely large feet. Size 14, I believe.
Yes, her name was Edna Robbins.
Edna Robbins.
And she was really well-liked around town, so it was actually pretty sad that she had to go so young.
Well, anyhow, Sheriff was inclined to believe that we'd been framed, but in the absence of any other suspects, persuaded us to be taken along quietly. We left all our gear in, I see your point, took a ride in the wagon to the jail cell where we was apprehended. Then they, by which I mean the intelligent members of the local law enforcement, left with just Brandon, not very bright, but very friendly, young half-orc feller, who we convinced to let us out of the cell because we was all friends. And then we convinced him to play hide-and-seek with us. And he hid under a desk, and we could not for the life of us find him for a very long time, in which time we searched all over the sheriff's office. We searched real hard, in particular in his desk, which was in the process of the seeking, was smashed to pieces. We stole acquired all of the papers, and also found in a secret compartment a knife with a broken off tip, which I am now, that I come to think about it, convinced was might have been the murder weapon for the dwarf lady, but ain't too sure. Anyhow, we came back out, and I came up with a plan that we would handcuff Brandon to the inside of the jail cell by showing him a magic trick and telling him that it was he would be protected from bunnies if we performed this magic ritual with the braces of power.
Fuck. Did you remember that? As soon as you said it, I also remembered it.
Well, I had to sing a song.
Oh, that's true. I guess that would ingrain it in your memory more.
I
think it was
that.
A duet for a little bit.
That's right. It was.
He requested a duet.
And then we decided that discretion was the better part of valor, so we went outside. I had the flying ass hat. I said, check out my ass. Romulus fell out of my hat. We got on Romulus, rode away, promised Romulus that he would have some waffles, but was not able to provide any. So I put him back inside the hat, and then we was about to settle down and check on the papers and see if we had any leads about who was framing us.
Yeah, that is perfect. So it is nighttime. Let me get some ambience going. I don't think I have any like Wild West nighttime ambience, but I've got some Wild West ambience at least. You two set up a campfire and started to go over this paperwork and that you got from the Sheriff Wildhog's desk. Mm. And it's a lot of kind of there's like receipts and stuff. It's not the biggest town. It's about the same size as like West Hollow. So you think the sheriff probably plays a couple parts in the town. He's probably like the mayor, the mayor, and also probably takes care of a lot of like logistical stuff for the town. Mm. And you can see that there's a bunch of receipts for a nearby mining operation. And I mean, you guys are taking as much time as you need to go through these papers. So you'll be able to eventually, after some amount of time, realize that like the numbers aren't really adding up. There's like, you know, the shipments of silver and gold ore coming into the town.
That's
but then, like,
right.
Discovered the
evidence
money.
Of financial fudgery. And if there's one thing I cannot stand, it is financial fudgery. I remember now.
Yeah, yeah. And,
God dang.
And yeah, and these were all like, you would be able to like determine that it's pretty obvious that the sheriff, these were in his locked desk. These are like his receipts that he has like crafted up himself. It's, wouldn't take, you know, a genius to put two and two together and realize that like he's been kind of, screwing over the town.
Sheriff Peter Wild Hog Corrupt Fuck, more like.
Fuck.
No, corrupt fuck. That's what I said. I said what I said, Screaming Sky Cowboy.
You know what? I think I need to make that like an in-canon character. Whenever you talk back to the DM, it's you. It's the Screaming Cow. Screaming Cow. Sky Cowboy. Jeez.
Yeah,
talking to you guys.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in this, there's, you guys got, like, it's like a big, huge, like, manila folder of papers.
My God.
So it probably would take, like, you know, a couple hours to go through both of you guys finding all this out. But you do see, like, some maps of the town and also, like, some maps, like, of the mine and, like, to the mine. Like, it seemed to be, like, some kind of corrupt mining operation going on with the sheriff.
Well, if there's one thing we knows about, Sean, it's mining operations, funneling money to lawmen.
True that.
There's a lot of mining operations in this show, isn't there?
It sure is.
Yeah, how much have we made off of that?
Like 200 gold at last count, I think.
Yeah, and I'm keeping track. I'm going to go ahead and tick it up to the next day right here. It's been 5 days since you've went back and collected again. Because you guys had just collected, went back to town, and then pretty much got arrested and caravaned over here. So it has now been 5 days since you collected gold. So when you guys do go back, we got that system, of course, in place that I've got somewhere, I'm sure, written down how to calculate that gold.
Rest assured, there is a real economy. All right, well... We've uncovered this here financial fudgery, Sean. And I guess the only other lead we got is the mine. I'm thinking maybe that deputy came to find us to report on the sheriff's financial fudgery. And maybe the sheriff killed her himself. But if that's the case... Maybe this knife we found hidden away has got something to do with that. I ain't sure. That's just what I'm putting together in my little ranger brain. I think maybe we're going to have to check out that mine, see what else we can find. We get something concrete. Tie that sheriff to some wrongdoing, or at least find out what is going on.
That sounds good to me, boy.
Might have to blackmail him if there ain't nothing we could tie him on. Anyhow, I don't know if it's better to try and get there by cover of darkness or just get up at first light. Probably easier to sneak in the mine at night, but then again, we gotta travel. I guess we'll go first light and then we'll like stake out the place and just see if we can sneak around and see what's going on.
That sounds good.
All right. Okay, you want to be Big Spoon or Little Spoon, Sean?
Little Spoon.
All right, you get yourself nestled right in here. Yeah, we're going to
It's spoon. Always kind of been my head canon that Sean Marston was a little spoon.
Oh, yeah,
spoon.
For sure. Absolutely.
Well, it's just courtesy to ask. Man's free to change his mind.
Yeah, we could go ahead and you guys could... I'm gonna go on a limb and assume that you guys are gonna be putting out the fire before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you guys will be able to go ahead and mark a long rest. I think you guys are probably full. I don't know if you guys have really had any combat this day.
No. No, just like lies.
Lies and magic tricks and shit.
Basically, all we did was just lie to that to that orc. Bless him.
Oh, man, he's probably... Okay, yeah. Yeah, there is... Okay, I was... There's a thing that I'm not 100% sure if I mentioned it happened or not on the show. But it's going to... We're going to be going forward as if it did happen.
Okay,
that which sounds I think ominous. Yeah, it is going to be pretty ominous. But anyway, yeah, you guys wake up in the morning. Don't think you've got any food. I think you guys pretty much just left with Romulus with your ass hat. And yeah. Let's do a quick inventory check real quick before we get too into the weeds of things. You guys got a broken tipped knife, which... You guys could probably use. Maybe it'll have like some kind of diminished damage. Instead of your D4, since it's like a dagger, instead of a D4 plus whatever your plus for a dagger would be, we'll probably just do the D4 itself instead of a plus. And then is it one gun between the two of you that you're sharing?
Yeah.
Is that...
Sean's got the revolver.
Okay.
So I just wanted to make sure... That and as many shots as it has in it, so.
Sick. Okay, so yeah, we'll do 6 bullets, and Jambalaya, I'm assuming you've got the broken tip dagger.
I think we had another dagger as well. Like an actual dagger.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he probably also...
From Brandon. Like, Brandon had a dagger and a gun, and then we had the broken dagger as well.
Okay, yeah. All right, so yeah, you wake up in the morning at first light. Are we trying to head to the mine to see what's going on?
Yeah, I think that's probably best idea, unless we just go straight out on the lamb, but I'd rather get our names cleared. We can go back to I see your point and just, you know, get the witch iron mine profits rolling. To the mine.
Giddy up.
All right.
Yeah, I think with the map, it's a well enough off map that I don't think we need to do any kind of roll. I think you guys can kind of tell exactly the layout of it and north, east, west, and be able to get there. It's not super far from A, where you guys are now, and B, Copperreach, the town. Mm-hmm. So it's maybe like an hour's journey to get there. So it's still pretty early in the morning by the time you guys get there. We'll say like 6 a.m. Like, you guys woke up as soon as the sun started coming over the horizon. Yeah,
the crack of dawn.
Yeah, when you eventually get there, you are taking a slow approach up front.
That's right.
And both of you roll me a perception check. As you're trying to kind of go over this pretty hilly valley and just keep an eye out for this mine, because you're not sure exactly when you're going to be coming on it.
That's a 15 for me.
15?
Oh, God.
What was it?
Mine was a 21.
No, a 21. 21 and 15, yeah, Sean Marston. You see up ahead, you're able to stop Jambalaya, and you see that there's this, as soon as a mountain kind of starts, is at the base of this mountain, and you can see that it's got these two big, like, watchtowers built up in front of it. You can see a cart with some tracks going into the actual cave, the mine, and then... You guys have seen mining operations before. I mean, on literally on this show, I think this is like the third or fourth mine you guys have run across. this doesn't seem like any like legit mining operation you guys have seen before. It seems a lot more like militarized, as in like those watchtowers. They each have two people up on the watchtowers, kind of like patrolling around, and you can see them every once in a while like duck into the watchtower and then come out and walk the balcony.
Well, goddamn.
You see a couple of people milling about and like ticking the carts and pushing them into the mine. But even like the people who are mining are you can tell like from your distance, Sean Marston, that they are like actually like they're all armed, which is pretty unusual for a miner to be armed. And just a quick head count, it's kind of hard to keep track with everybody coming in and out of the mine. You think there's probably been at least like maybe like a dozen people you've seen, Sean Marston.
What do you think, old boy?
I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds rough.
Is he wearing any kind of like uniform or like overalls or something that they is like all wearing, or they're just, you know, just regular clothes?
I see what you're going for.
Oh yeah, it looks like a roll me a So you can see them. So I think this would be more of like a either investigation or insight. I think between those two, probably not insight, probably investigation to kind of like.
Actually, not too bad at investigation or in. Thank you very much. That's a crit. That's a 25.
Oh shit! You can obviously see all these, and you can see their uniforms, and lack of uniforms, because it looks like these are just like a ragtag group of, no one's wearing the same outfit. They're all wearing just whatever. They all are armed. It's probably just a band of like mercenaries, like hired thugs to do this mining operation.
What race are they? Did you say?
There's like a mix of humans. There's even some like half orcs, bugbears. It's pretty wide variety. There's some dwarves and halflings. It's like a big like melting pot of just like. You think that really they probably put out some flyer on like evil guy Craigslist to just hey, we've got a mining operation. We need some bad guys for.
What if we just pretend like we belong?
Or just like stroll right in there. Yeah, I'm like, hey, Feathers.
Just figure out the boss's name.
Yeah. Well, I guess we do know is what the sheriff's involved.
Yeah. We could just say he sent us.
Yeah.
Just kind of walk around. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't know what else we could do. I mean, we could try and... I guess we could wait till nighttime and see if we can like... take the long way up and then maybe like climb down the mountain to get back in that way. That sounds real fucking dangerous. But I don't know if that's any more or less dangerous than just trying to walk straight into a fort. So I don't know. Fuck it. We can always try the other thing if this one doesn't work. Just run away.
Come back later. I was going to say, Danny also gave advantage to whoever needs it first, she said, between Sean Marston and Jambalaya.
Fair enough. All right, yeah, I guess we'll just walk up to the entrance then, like we
You do the talking.
Yeah, okay, we'll just walk. Hopefully, like, nobody bothers us. Just keep walking like we belong until somebody challenges us.
Okay. As you guys are walking up, it's pretty much as soon as you're, like, out in the open, one of the people that are up on the watchtower, they have got this, even though it's, like, pretty early in the morning, there's still, you know, some shadows and stuff across the land, and the sun's not quite all the way up past the mountain that this is behind. He holds up a lantern that has like a focused beam coming from the lantern and like shines it right on you two. Oi, you two, you doing down there? Howdy. Private property.
Morning, partner. Well, we was come looking for work. We just came straight from Copper Reach and was hoping you would just be so kind as to let us in. It's a pretty cold morning. We just warm our bones by the fire and get to work in the mine.
What? I can't hear you.
I said, we came looking for work, feller. Just come straight from Copper Reach. Speaking of that, Sheriff Wildhawk Buck says got some work up at the mine for some likely hardworking cowpokes.
Hey, Jerry, these guys said that the sheriff sent them. Of course, Wild Buck. Who else, Jerry? I don't think you need to take that tone, Jerry. Hold, what was your names again?
My name is Gumbo Peterson.
And what about your friend there?
Job.
What was that? You gotta yell louder.
My name's Job.
It's Job.
One more time?
Job.
What's that first letter? I keep missing it.
J.
Was that a J or a G?
J.
Fella, you got shit in your ears. You said Job.
I'm coming down. And you see him put the lantern down and start walking down like a winding staircase. And he comes up. You got to tell me just one more time. What was that?
It's a J, man.
It's Job.
Job.
And Gumbo and Job.
That's right. Gumbo and Job. He's
J and J, buddy.
Got a clipboard and it's got like a list of names. Like, you're not on the list.
Well, we just came from out of town. You know what it's like. Got run out of the trough. Made one too many jokes about bacon. They're pretty touchy about that. I guess they don't.
I'm from
really...
the trough.
You came from the trough? Oh, I didn't realize.
I came from the trough.
Oh, now that I look closer, I can see you's, yeah, you definitely did come from the trough. Hey, you know, we've spent a bit of time there. You know Susan?
I can't say I know Susan.
You never heard of Susan Stew? You ain't from the trough. You lying to me, boy.
Susan Stew, of course.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I met her once. Nice lady.
He's like flipping through the clipboard again. Well, okay. You gotta pass a test.
Well, sure, partner. What's the test?
If you're not on the list, you gotta know the password. Roll me.
Ain't no password.
What was that?
Ain't no password.
Roll me an insight check, both of you guys.
14.
Oh
my god, Tom Marston, of course, got a dirty 20. Alright,
there ain't no password, boy.
You can tell, like, both of you, actually, I rolled really bad for this guy's deception check, but especially you, Sean Marston, you can tell there is no password.
You making that up, boy. Ain't no password.
Yeah, okay. Well, see, that's good. You know that there ain't no password. All right. Well, come on in. You need
just because we out of town don't mean we came down when the last rain there, fella. You know, we smart.
I've seen Eyes Wide Shut. I know.
Well, are you all here to, like, mine or for muscle or for what?
Well, I guess we're basically here to do, I mean, whatever there is worth doing. Personally, I don't mind doing a little bit of manual labor down the mines. Both of us pretty good shots. Fortunately, I find myself financially and equipmentally embarrassed right now. You got any spare gear lying around, feller?
I mean, you could go grab some stuff from the storage.
Oh, that's awful kind of you.
Hell yes.
Yeah, I mean, Sheriff actually is here. You guys could just go and,
he's so busy. He won't want to be bothered by the likes of us. We're very little people to him. Where did you say he was right now?
He's down in the mine. He came back.
maybe, I don't know, 3-4 hours ago, dead of night. He was all winded, red, flustered face. And
oh, that sounds like him.
Just ran in. Yeah, he ran in. I don't know. We only see him every maybe 7 to 10 days or so. I don't know what he's doing down here.
Yeah, well, I guess sure must be something important. He won't want to be bothered by the likes of little old me. We'll just be getting ourselves acquainted with the locale. And then you say you got something to do with the security measures here, feller? Just the watchman?
I mean, I'm just kind of a watchman. I make sure that anyone comes by is either on the checklist or, well, you know.
You're doing a real good job. I guess you go back doing that, and then we'll go square ourselves away with the equipment, and then we'll go speak to the sheriff maybe in a little while. First of all, we just got to get ourselves equipped, make sure I'm looking nice and presentable for the boss. You know what I'm saying?
Can we get some visitor badges?
We don't need no stinking badges.
He looks really sad for a second. He's like,
yeah, hold on.
And he goes all the way back up the watchtower winding switchback stairs.
You're doing a great job there, Feather. Great job.
Hold up. Jerry, did you move the badges again?
No, I never touched the badges.
God damn it, Jerry.
Eventually he comes winding back down, and he's got these, they're not like lanyards and badges. They're little clip-ons that you put on your hat.
Yeah, I just gotta clip this right here. And here.
Thank you,
right.
Boy.
Yep, you're welcome, Job. Did I get it right?
It's right, boy.
And Gumbo. Gumbo.
That's me, Gumbo. Gumbo
Peterson.
I forget
the last name. Peterson, of course. All right, well, I gotta...
He looks back up the switchback stairs.
You want a boost?
Like a piggyback?
Well, I ain't going to piggyback you all the way up the ladder, but I'll give you like a boost up, like halfway up there. Give you a little kickstart since you went up there to get the badges for us so kindly.
So this is like a big tower that has like big wooden stilts, like legs, but then in the inside it's got like stairs that wrap around.
Oh, okay, I thought it was a ladder.
It's maybe like 30 feet high or so. So it's probably like, you know, 3 flights of stairs.
Oh, well, come on, man. Hop on.
All right.
And he does. He hops on.
Oh, jump on.
I'm just going to wait down here, boy.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I'm just going to carry you up these stairs then, feller. Here we go.
And you, when you get to the top, you see a man that's like in the like office portion of the watchtower where there's like 2 beds in here. He's sitting at like a desk and he's reading a book, an actual paperback book, and he's got a name tag. It says Jerry on it. It says Jerry Higgins.
Morning, Jerry.
You got to do Jerry too.
Oh, geez. Good morning. How's it going? I haven't seen you before. What's your name?
Jerry, they're real busy. Leave them alone.
Okay, sorry to bother you. You get back to work and all that good stuff. Bye. All right, Jerry, that's awful good to meet you. Bye for now.
All right, thanks, Gumbo.
Sorry.
See you, Joe.
All right, Feather.
Later, boy.
Okay.
I might have forgot. You just follow the tracks in there. And you'll get to the storage if you want to gear up or whatever. It's all free game.
Thank you very much.
Don't be greedy.
No. Just enough to make sure everything's all good. Right, yeah. Let's go get some fucking gear.
So, yeah, I mean, it definitely seems like once you guys are in here... It's bustling, right? There's a lot of people moving around. Mm-hmm. They're all armed, but it seems like once you're in, like I said, it's such like a wide variety of people in here that they obviously don't know like everybody's name and face. Mm-hmm. So that once you're past those watchtowers, you're pretty much just able to walk about free and clear. And following down the tracks of the mine carts, you do get to a room that has, let me change it to some mining tabletop audio.
Oh, working in a coal mine.
There we go. So it is, you know, it's damp in here, not very well lit. You're following the tracks down, and then you eventually get into this where the corridor keeps going. The tracks keep on going, but it kind of opens up into like a pretty large room, large enough for there to be these shelves on the walls with crates and with barrels. There's a couple boxes on the opposite wall of the shelves. And they're all open, and you can see inside. It's just like, it's a pretty fucking well stacked armory in here.
Cool.
Oh, the
I like to picture this just all in character. You guys just getting really excited. So excited. All these guns. Just got these
fucking squeaky voices. Yeah, well, I want to get myself a long rifle if there is one.
Yeah.
If you get de-wheeled.
If not.
Damn it, I really wanted to see you guys fight unarmed a little bit, but that didn't happen.
Is there an axe I can get?
Well, it's still to be fair, it's still probably better that we don't pick a gunfight if we don't have to. We're so heavily outnumbered.
Definitely true. Definitely true. There's knives and all kinds of pointy things, hatchets, axes. None of it's like there's no, you know. Like super rare. It's a sword. It's the fucking sun sword. It's just like all like mundane pistols and long rifles.
What about ammunition? Shit.
Yeah. Oh, there's a whole box of nothing but ammunition.
Well, yeah, bro.
Now, you didn't catch that guy's name, but that guy did say, "Don't be greedy."
I'm gonna take
fuck that. They're bandits or whatever. So like,
I'm gonna take two daggers. A hatchet, ammunition, and another revolver.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a rifle. And
did you say two daggers and a hatchet?
Yeah, that's right, buddy.
You better fucking be
real nasty.
Well, since I only had the broken knife, I'm gonna stash that because I think it's evidence. Anyhow. I'll get myself a Bowie knife, and since we're already in a mine, I would think that there is plenty of things that would... plenty of claw hammers just lying around anyhow. So I got my light hammer, I got my Bowie knife, I got a long rifle. I don't think... Do we still got our armor and stuff?
I think you guys were wearing whatever you were wearing.
Okay. So still,
well, I mean, to be fair, you guys did get taken from the bathtub, so I guess you guys weren't wearing anything. But I mean, yeah, you guys, I mean, pretty much like your clothes or your armor. So, yeah.
Is there something in here I could, there's some rope I can fashion a lasso from?
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be by like the guns and ammunition and shit, but like on the other wall, the shelves and stuff with like the actual mining gear. There's probably some ropes and stuff in there.
Cool. All right, well, that done. Pretty much fully equipped again. So that's good. You know, I'll go take a pistol as well, just to keep for a souvenir. It's for my trouble. All right. Next step.
What is the next step?
That is a real that's a real good question.
Apparently Sheriff Wild Hog Buck is somewhere here, and he just arrived not too long ago.
We're doing bull.
I don't think it's probably not a good idea to just attack him. So, I don't see that would get us anywhere. Obviously, he's up to no good down here. Probably best thing to do would be to try and find out what exactly is going on here. Get some incriminating evidence. And then after that, I don't know, get back to the town, I suppose, and see if we can convince some people of our innocence. But I still don't see nothing to tie this to why he would have come after us. Maybe if we can, I don't know, like I say, we got to sneak around, I guess. Get close to him so we can find out what's going on, who he's talking to. Is there any way we can disguise ourselves? It's in a mine, right? So, like, I'm sure there's loads of dudes with, like, stuff pulled up over their faces so they're not breathing in, like, dust and shit.
Yeah. Definitely.
Cool. Right, so...
We would have that, right?
Yeah, just a bandana or some stuff.
You know? Yeah, I mean, I think...
We're cowboys, baby. Cowboy, baby.
I'm trying to look real close on the character arts and, I can't tell if Sean's got it, but yeah, you guys definitely got some bandanas.
It'd just be a rag.
At least in a pocket or something.
Sure. Cool. All right, well, we'll do that then. Yeah, we'll go snooping around the mine.
Okay, so deeper into the mine.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay, yeah, you're able to keep going down. You can hear some voices coming from deeper into the mine, following the minecart tracks. You go through a little bit of another tight quarter where it's pretty much just like enough for like a minecart to go through. It's kind of closed back down once you're past that storage area. And you enter into this... When I say large cavern, it's so large that you actually see a building, like a ramshackle kind of looking building built into this big cavern. Off to the side, like you see a pathway that you see some flowing water even going out, like a little like river inside of this mine that's going out to a different like from where you guys came in. It's to the left, flowing out.
It's very picturesque.
And it's like a full building that has what looks like, you know, like multiple rooms. There's like a door into it. There's windows that are like looking out into this area. It doesn't look like in the greatest shape or anything, but maybe it's like a newer building that's still like fixing up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But and then in here there's some stalagmites and stalactites. Both, because I don't remember which goes from the ground and which goes from the up. So I throw both of them in there so that I can't be wrong. I hedged my bets. And then like in the back corner, there's like these two tents that are, I mean, they're like decent sized tents. They don't look like they're for like sleeping or anything, but because they're like those ones that like, it's pretty much like a big rope that goes across. And then, like, just the canvas is thrown over it. There's a couple people just wandering about here.
Mm-hmm. Here's how you remember stalagmites and tights, by the way. Stalactites hold on tight to the ceiling because they're dangling down.
I thought I had to remember it was tight top.
Tight top.
You know what I mean? Like, slack tight, tight top.
Yeah.
But then I forget what my thing to remember the mites were. Like, slag mites might be on the ground. But that doesn't work because you just say slag mites might be on the top.
Yeah, the inherent uncertainty in that statement. Good.
But it's might be. Not a very good, what are those called? Phonetic memorization tool.
mnemonic.
Yeah, mnemonic. That's it.
Phenomena.
It sounds like some shit I would try.
Johnny said makes no sense. Hello. Yeah, but 50% of the time, I'm right all the time for that.
Sure. Statistics. Yeah.
If like while you guys are taking in the scenery, not maybe not even a minute goes by, and you see the front door to this main office building open up, and you see this this halfling with a big stack of papers and like it looks like a paintbrush comes out, and you see him run to the wall right next to you guys, and he takes out his big paintbrush and he like paints the wall with some kind of white substance, and then he takes one of the pieces of paper and slams it up on the wall, and then he continues down further into the mine shaft, and you see him paint another spot and then slam a piece of paper on the wall, and you guys can look at that piece of paper and you can see that it is like two hand-drawn sketches of your guys' face, and it says wanted dead.
Well, we sure better look out for these two fellers.
And he's like running down.
There's other people like nearby us, like working or whatever.
Yeah, there's like some people like milling about.
I'm gonna try and flag down this halfling guy.
Hey, buddy. Okay. Wait up a sec.
He'll throw one more down on the wall, and then he'll turn and look at you, and you can tell like he's like his face is just like battered in sweat. He looks like he's like on a mission. He's like, I can't stop right now.
I just one more second. These are the wanted posters, right? For the those two fellas who escaped from the jail.
Roll me a persuasion check to even try to get him to stop, because he's like you can tell like he. Fucking Sean, it doesn't work quite for just a t-shirt.
I don't think it's both.
Oh, did Jerunda drop? Or did he freeze?
No. He looks like he's frozen.
I don't know. He's fucked with me before like this. Where
Come on. Come on.
Oh, man. He said in chat, damn it.
Oh, well. Stalactite has a C in it, and stalagmite has a G in it. Ceiling and ground.
Wait, stalag?
Stalactite has a C in it for ceiling, and stalagmite has a G in it for ground.
You know what? Never fucking knew that. That's one had good. A C and one had a G.
I mean,
I never knew that.
That's it right there.
That is it, if you can remember that, because that's hard to remember.
But yeah, the one Jerundu said is on here.
Well,
or somebody said stalactite has tit in it. So it's easy to remember. Well, here's a good one.
Okay.
Stalactites hold tight to the ceiling, and stalagmites might grow to meet them.
Might grow? No, that's terrible.
That's fucking awesome.
That's not a good one.
Oh, you're off your titties. Select titties.
Yeah, let's... Well, we'll go ahead and wrap up. It'll be a little bit of a short podcast episode. I think it's going to end up being like 45, 50 minutes or so. But that's all right. I think that's a good stopping point with this guy going to hand out these posters, presumably to everybody, and the dude you all talked to definitely saw your guys' faces before you pulled them up. So we'll see what happens there. So I'm gonna plug a couple things for the network. I know that Jerundu, if you want some more Jerundu, you can find him on Roll for Weird as Silas Lancaster. If you want more Silas and Jerundu, then you are in for a treat, because October 1st is when patrons will get it, and October 7th, I believe, is when it will go public. It's called Storytime with Silas. It is going to be an annual horror anthology show that is going to be releasing every Thursday in October. We've got 4 episodes this year. Next year it might be 4 to 5 episodes, depending on how we end up doing it. But yeah, it is probably the... Oh, look. Oh, wait. It's Jerundu has entered the waiting room. He's back.
Start my goddamn video.
There we go.
That was terrifying.
we started doing a wrap-up, but maybe we'll go ahead and just at least do your roll to persuade this guy to stop.
All right. 19.
Yeah, even how big of a rush this guy is to get these posters out, he'll stop and turn towards you.
Yeah?
Can I just let me take a look at these here posters? Oh, no. These are all wrong. All wrong. These here fellers don't look nothing like that.
Sheriff Wildhawk said, yeah.
Oh, Sheriff Wildhawk, he's got something in his eyes. He ain't seen too good. The two fellers who escaped from the jail was both very, very tall elven fellers. Bright red hair. You gotta take them away and get these redrawn. They're all wrong.
Fuck, with your 19, he looks at them and looks at you, and he can just see both your guys' eyes. He's like,
I'll go see what the sheriff thinks.
No, and there ain't no time for that. Oh, fuck.
He's by the printing press.
I think it's better you just took the day off, because he's going to be mad at you.
I know, that's what I'm worried about.
You give me them papers. Come on now. I'll take care of this. You owe me one. Remember the name, Gumbo. Gumbo and Joe, Bo, you owe them a favor. You get yourself off home. I'll carry the flag, and I'll make sure that Sheriff don't know nothing about it. All right. You just get yourself off home.
Fucking rolled a 19, though, didn't you?
That is more persuasion than outright lying to his face as well.
Yeah, you see him turn towards the exit of the cave, of the mine, and takes off running.
I'm going to throw all these fucking pictures of our face in the water.
And
I'll pull down the ones that he's already posted as well.
Okay, yeah, he's only posted like three, yeah, so you'd be able to get rid those of those down.
Few people know what we look like, the better.
Yeah, I was telling Sean while we were waiting for you to get back that if that guy, you know, ended up getting all the way through his job, there's at least one person in that watchtower that saw your
exactly
guys' faces.
I was thinking that when I was waiting for my internet to come back. I was like, well, if you after wrapping up like now anyway.
That's a good I guess we'll go ahead. I think this is a good kind of natural stopping spot for us. I know it was pretty short one, but I think with this being a natural stop, and then
you've got H2H seems like, anyway.
Yeah. So we'll wrap up there and start plugging some stuff. So, Drunda, what do you want to plug? I kind of started plugging. I plugged Roll for Weird for you.
Oh, thanks. Well, this, obviously. But if you're listening and or watching me plug this right now, then I don't need to plug it. So, thanks. Modra's Bloodspot Arena will be returning as soon as Adam's basement has been fixed.
That reminds me. I got to text the basement contractor and tell him that we are now out of quarantine.
Yeah, the red crucifix can come down off the door and he's allowed to come back in.
Story time with Silas. Throughout October, every Thursday, we'll be dropping a new spooky story from my library. I encourage you all to come along and listen. I'm sure there's nothing that will be too scarring.
I can't wait for that.
Honestly, seriously?
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
So proud.
Seriously, the highest like quality content I've ever like put together, I think. Like it is well casted, well scripted, well voice acted, like edited, sound effects, music. I am so fucking proud of it. I just finished what's going to be the second episode of that like last night. 95% of it, I got to like tweak a couple things, but like I sent it off to some beta listeners, aka like people who have worked on the show me? And like
sent it to me.
Well, you know what you think. Yeah, it is a it's going to be awesome. And yeah, Sean, you want to talk about anything? You want to talk about your new character in Halfway Heroes?
Yeah. His name's Drip, the new guy. He's pretty cool. You should go check that out because the new season's going to be the shit. I actually think it's going to be better than season one.
Was that Ubo plug-in campaign yeah, too? Okay. Okay.
Hey, everybody. It's Ubo. Ubo. Ubo and Chirubo. Season two of Halfway to Heroes because it's going to be better than season one.
You know what?
We got to build the map, and it was pretty fun.
That's a really high bar.
Yeah, that's dude. What I was thinking. Like that is a high bar to accomplish. But I think we can. Like I'm really excited. I honestly think
it's going
to
be better.
You had a whole season to gel as a unit.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, check out One Shot Onslaught because we are about to drop our second to last DM's Code One Shot this coming Tuesday.
So far.
We've done maybe like, I don't know, 25 or 30 on there. And I'm telling you right now, I think this is my favorite episode ever. It is called The Attack of the 50-Foot Werewolf in a Bikini. And it's written by Oliver Clegg.
That was
and
it,
well, all of our Darkshire now. And I got to tell you, like, it was a fucking blast start to finish.
Some goofy shit going on there.
Goofy. Well, I mean, that's just on par for stuff. But yeah, I can't wait for it. So stay tuned for that. If you haven't yet, given us a 5-star rating review on this show and all the shows of the Majestic Goose Network, please do that. Honestly, like if you're just like a fan of the network and there's a show you haven't even like caught up on yet because we've got so many shows, you can just go through and just drop a 5-star on it and just assume that it's good because I'm sure it is. I'm sure if you like one show on the network, you're going to like all the shows across the network. So please do that. Subscribe, follow us on Twitch if you are listening to this on the podcast feed and you're not following us on Twitch. And because you should watch these live. I think they're a lot of fun. And you could also chat with us while we're playing, which is fun.
Yeah, usually my internet doesn't drop halfway through.
Yeah, that was I was telling Sean that like your internet went out yesterday. So I was like, I don't know if he's going to be able to be back. I don't know if his internet's out.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Whatever. It never said that it actually went off. It just went off. And
well, it's okay. I mean, I think we got to like a perfect cliffhanger kind of stopping point where I don't know what the fuck you two are going to do next, but we'll find out in 2 weeks.
I don't think you know what you're going to do next. Bye, everyone.
Bye, man.
Later.